Hey everyone, Knox here. So, I know I did a check-in a few days ago, but I deleted it because I listened to it again and I was like, I sound like a child. And it brought kind of like memories back to myself. When I was about 19 years old, I went to a nursing home where my grandmother was at, and I was helping this lady who kind of ran the place. And she asked me, she was like, oh, are schools out today? And I looked at her and I was like, well, I wouldn't know. I graduated a few years ago. And she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I thought you were 13 years old. And I was like, yeah, I get that a lot. And so the funny thing is, though, I had two tattoos at the time. I have six now. I have three on one arm, two on the other, and one on my leg. And it was really funny because I had those tattoos and I'm like, she still thinks I'm 13 years old. So I was listening to it and I sounded like I was a child, and it just kind of made me self-conscious because I've always been sort of self-conscious about my voice and how I look, because I know I look younger and I know I sound younger. So I was like, I'm going to redo this just because my own sanity. So I'm just doing another check-in, telling y'all I'm doing fine and wishing that you all are doing well, and that y'all are healthy and safe. And also, I kind of wanted to redo it too because I didn't like the way I was explaining things in that episode, that little bonus episode. As you know, I'm going to be starting a new podcast with my parents. It's going to be called Knox's Entertainment Insights, and in that podcast, I'm going to be talking anything from like movies to books to music. And I decided that my Facebook, I was going to update the name on my Facebook to Knox Productions, because I wanted to keep everything under one account, because I have too many social medias as it is now and I can't keep up with everything. I haven't changed the name yet and I probably won't change it for a little while longer, but I just wanted to give y'all a heads up that it is going to change. And I don't know when that other podcast is going to be published. We've got a bunch of episodes recorded, but I'm not ready to release them quite yet. So just be on the lookout for that. I'll let you know when it updates. My email and my Twitter @ are going to remain the same. They're not going to change at all. And yeah, that's about it on that. The trailer for season 3, of course, releases this Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then the following week, the first episode will release as well. And I'm really excited for season 3. And I really hope that y'all enjoy the episodes that I have, you know, ready and recorded and have planned. If you would like to request a true crime, paranormal event, urban legends, mythological monsters, or secret society episode, as well as any book, movie, or music recommendations, you can hit me up on Facebook, which is, for right now, still Getting Spooky with Knox, my Twitter @ Spooky Knox, my email, which is getspookywithme@gmail.com, or through my website, which is linked in both my Facebook and Twitter profiles. You can just send those in. I'm looking for anything to read, to review, that sort of thing. I need some more books for the podcast anyhow. And yeah, so if you have anything that you would like me to review, just send it on in and I will take a look at it. And that's all the housekeeping that I need to do for the podcast. I just wanted to let you all know that. I also kind of wanted to tell you some things that I've been doing while I've been away. I wanted to do bonus episodes between the seasons, but I've been busy with work, and also I want to become a published writer, so I've been working on query letters, which, let me tell you, query letters are a pain in my ass, okay? I hate writing query letters. And so I've been really focused on those two things. Work is my first priority because I don't think my boss would appreciate it if I let my work slack in favor of my writing and the podcast. And then my next priority is my writing, because that is something that I want to do with my life. I want to be a writer. I want to be a published author someday. So those are my top two priorities. And then it's the podcast. And unfortunately, I just have not had time to look up, you know, things for bonus episodes for in between the seasons. And plus, the break has been really short this time around. So I do apologize if I've been quiet and, you know, I haven't updated like I said I would. It's just I haven't had time, and I do apologize for that. I will, next break, I will definitely try to work in some bonus episodes. But again, no promises, but I definitely will try. What I've been doing in this little interim between seasons is I have been watching a lot of YouTube, or listening to a lot of YouTube, because I listen to it as I work. I found this new YouTuber. He's not new to YouTube. He's just new to me. His name on YouTube is Corpse Husband. I actually found him through TikTok. Everybody, like, there was a bunch of girls talking about him on TikTok, and I was like, who is Corpse Husband? So I looked him up on YouTube, and let me tell y'all, he has such a nice voice. Corpse, if you're listening to this, your voice is so relaxing. I love listening to it while I work. So I just, if you listen to this, you probably won't, but if you do, your voice is really relaxing, and it's really nice to listen to as I work. I was actually listening to, he reads like horror stories, and he's also been playing Among Us. He has music as well. But I was listening to some of the horror stories that he's read the other night in my office, and I was working on stuff for my book, and as I was listening to it, I kind of freaked myself out a little bit because the windows were, the shades were up on the windows, and I was sitting in front of one of the windows, and I felt like somebody was staring at me through the window, and I was like, I gotta stop listening to this or else I'm gonna scare myself too much. So, but yeah, if you like listening to horror stories and, you like watching Among Us gameplays, he has some on his channel, so it's Corpse Husband, and, he seems like a really nice guy. I don't know him personally, so I'm just going by what I've heard, but he seems like a genuinely nice person, and he's been awesome to listen to. I literally just discovered him a few days ago, so I'm enjoying his content. I've also been watching a lot of the Jess Life. I've known about her for a couple of years. I got into her probably about 2 years ago, but she does a lot of gaming videos now. She used to do K-pop reaction videos, but she does gaming now, and I love watching her play games. So check her out. Check Corpse Husband out. And yeah, I've also been getting back into reading. So I've been rereading, the A Court of Thorns and Roses series by Sarah J. Maas, I don't know. And I'm also going to start my yearly reread of A Discovery of Witches by Deborah Harkness. I finished the TV show, which I'm actually going to do a review on the TV show and the book for the podcast. And that's what I've been up to. So I thought I'd let y'all know what I've been doing, what I've been up to. Tell y'all that I hope y'all are doing well and are staying safe and healthy. And I will see you this upcoming Friday and all for the season trailer and then the season premiere of Getting Spooky with Knox. And I will definitely keep y'all updated on the other podcast when I finally get around to recording more episodes on that. I'm hoping that it'll be out next month. And I won't upload those on Fridays because I don't want my two podcasts to be releasing on the same day. So it'll probably be, either like on a Sunday or a Wednesday, somewhere in there. I'm just not sure yet. I haven't really planned it all out, since I'm still getting it together, but I hope that y'all will check that out, and I will talk to y'all next time. Bye.